This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talon Rail and Chevy.
Thirty-one days. This will be a day long remember.
From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You want it, baby? You're about to get it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday, October 7th, 2016. There is now only 31 days from the gigantic, world-shaking election. And you can see NATO and the globalists trying to start wars with Russia, trying to back jihadi armies all over the world with our own military at almost a schizophrenic level, fighting with itself over America's heart and soul. We have foreign globalists like George Soros accelerating racial tensions in this nation. We have the hurricane not slamming into Florida quite as hard as they said it would. They said it would hit it as a Category 4. It's hit as a 3 only in a few areas. And thank God only a few people died. And reported that's from things like heart attacks and car wrecks. So no real fatalities yet. I'm sure there will be some. Unfortunately, there is a lot of panicking. We have videos of that, people ransacking in vicious supermarket brawls as Hurricane Matthew panic hits. We've got the CDC. This is a quote, said police will eventually arrest the unvaccinated as, quote, diseased criminals. We've got Bill Clinton confronted again last night by a woman, and then again last night again, Tim Kaine, the VP candidate. And the gentleman got it out on national ABC News when they were carrying it on mainline broadcast TV that actually still hits a big audience. People ask, why am I doing this? Because it can cause a cresting event, a chain reaction, when the media is forced to talk about why is everybody saying Bill Clinton's settled sexual assault cases. And Kathleen Willey said that she was raped by him and had a witness that came in minutes after when she was bloody. And it goes on and on and on. This is known about the Clintons. We're going to force this out in the open. So that's coming up. I'm not going to just sit here and play games. We put aircraft in the skies during the RNC. Well, actually, they had, for the first time ever, for a full week before, they blocked aircraft after we announced it one day after. So we flew it 3 or 4 days before, and then in outskirts during, and it ended up being in thousands of newspapers, hundreds of TV channels, dozens of national channels carried it. And it became the meme at the RNC, lock her up, Hillary for prison. General Flynn was asked if he agreed with it. He said, absolutely, she's engaged in treason, working with al-Qaeda and ISIS. That's where Trump gets that, is from the former head of defense intelligence who was removed 2 years ago. They didn't claim he did anything wrong. They said, you're removed because he was not going along with the murder of now over 200,000 Christians, another 200,000 or so non-Christians, most of those on the Syrian side, with the Western-backed jihad invasion. So we're doing the same thing with rape. And a lot of people go, man, you know, that's pretty dangerous. The Clintons kill people. I want to explain something to everybody. I know that. So I'm in the arena, and quite frankly, I don't see anybody else in the arena at the level InfoWars is. But myself, my family, my crew, we're in the arena, and we need providence. We need your prayers. It's not that we believe in prayers. We depend on it. We know it. We don't believe it. We know it in ourselves. And this is history. Whatever's God's will is going to happen. I am not going to sit idly by. In fact, I pray every morning and every night intensely that God will give me the answers to wake up the people to defeat Hillary. Now, maybe God's plan, Hillary gets in. I think Trump's going to win. They're going to steal the election. The evidence is mounting on that. We have news on that front today as well. But this is an incredible time to be alive. massive World War III intensification news. In fact, it's in my office. I forgot to bring it over from the notes. It's on Dew's desk. I gave it to him last night. A stack of articles about the Russians launching a no-fly zone. That's getting no attention here. Obama threatens a no-fly zone. And the Russians just say, our no-fly zone's up, and we're going to shoot you down.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention, Alex Jones listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 712-432-9364. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 712-432-9364. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 712-432-9364.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's Friday, October 7th, 2016. We are now only 31 days from the historic election. This is the Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, clashing the lies and disinformation. I'm your host. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, we've got the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock, Infowars.com/show for details. This is the syndicated radio/TV transmission, Infowars Live, with yours truly, Alex Jones. And then I will return, as we always do, Lord willing, 4 to 6 p.m. ahead of the second historic debate. And I don't want to say this is make it or break it for Trump, because Hillary's so ill. They're throwing everything they've got at Trump. It's still not working. He clearly is way ahead in most of the swing states. We've got big reports, though, of the feds moving into the swing states to protect the elections by hooking special, loving computers up to the machines. But, oh, the feds aren't involved in elections. It's preposterous what Darkheart Alex Jones said. But now they've got to go federalize them immediately to save us from the Russian boogeyman. And so I will broadcast live, as we always do, 4 to 6 p.m. Then I'm going to walk out of the radio studio, the original studio in this building, starting back 10 years ago, we've been in this building. And then I will walk over here into the TV studio, the big studio, And I will host for 2 hours with a roundtable discussion with David Knight, Leanne McAdoo, Darren McBreen, you name it, our investigative reporters, taking your phone calls. And then we will have the 90-minute debate that is going to be hosted by two piranha-like enemies. And we've got a whole article up on Infowars.com. This is going to be an even more staged debate, and it goes over. Sunday's debate moderators will be even more biased than Lester Holt. Steve Watson does an excellent article. Anderson Cooper and Martha Ratt are basically Clinton allies. Basically, they're deep state allies. And then there's clip after clip in there of them demonizing and lying about Donald Trump. I mean, this is going to be 3-1. And Trump has to be controlled, but he has to come out and say in his opening statement, I just want to point out that the debate commission admitted that the audience couldn't hear my mic last time and was being traded down. I just want to point out that I was interrupted 40-plus times, Hillary 6. And I want to point out that I'm here, even though this is stacked against me, just like everything's rigged like NAFTA and GATT against the American people. And I just want America to have a level playing field, and I'm asking Anderson Cooper and Mrs. Raddatz, I am asking both of you. The public is watching. If you interrupt me 50 times and Hillary 5 times, I'm debating 3 people, not 1. So please, coming into this, don't put your finger on the scale. And I don't say that because I'm a sore loser. Everyone knows what you did. Tim Kaine, earlier last week, interrupted 60-plus times, and so did the moderator. You people are incredible. So you're on notice. And then every time he starts interrupting, he goes, oh, there you go again. Oh, there you go. And that's a tactic to point out they're cheating. They do this tactic deceptively when they go, we can't let one more child be killed by firearms. Not one more. And they go, oh, another one. See, it's their fault, the Second Amendment. Remember, they've gone from denying they want to ban the guns to now all the big editorials and New York Times and Washington Post and Rolling Stone, it's time to repeal the Second Amendment. Now they're like, yeah, it's your fault. You killed that kid. Oh, really? If somebody runs over someone with a car, is it my fault if I have a Ford truck and somebody else has a Ford truck and runs over somebody? You know, that's happened before. Is it Ford's fault? Is it the Ford war? No, it's not. But see, that's a false tactic when they know out of 330 million Americans, even though overall gun crime has been gone down for 18 years, it's gone back up a little bit, but still way below what it was in 1992. It was down 60%, now it's down about 52%. And I've had top statisticians on. The federal government even admits that. But the point I'm getting at is the tactic. It's like Chinese water torture. Because you go, now, you did interrupt last time. They've been rigging these. The debate commission admitted I was right. And the commission's watching this time. That appeal to authority, which is true. The commission admits I'm right. So I would, look, interrupt me 20 times and her 10. I mean, you can have double, just not 5 times or 6 times, okay? I would add some smart-ass stuff in there like that. And I'd say, I know you're on a power trip, Anderson. I mean, I would just go right at him to say, these are biased people. They both attacked me. It's on record, but I'm still here. I'm still here walking into this rigged event, but I want their gloves checked because they're putting, you know, horseshoes in them. That's the old joke of, you know, a rigged fight. There's like big blocks of metal inside of there. So when you hit your opponent, it's actually brass knuckles. So that's what I would do. We can also open the phones up today and get your take on what you think Trump needs to do. But I know he got told by his daughter, who's very smart and very nice, through intermediaries, through Chelsea Clinton, that if you'll just be nice, mom will be nice. And that's why Hillary got so happy when he said, Secretary, he's an artist, I say that, and smiled at her. Hillary did that little fake smile back that almost looked convincing. The most human I've seen her look in years, and it was because she knew Trump had taken the bait. She knew he'd taken the bait. And that people have weaknesses for their daughters. And by the way, Trump's daughter is incredibly smart. But I knew this a day after it happened, and then later I even saw it leaked in the news that his daughter, Ivanka, had been advising him, and that others had been as well. And that basically Roger Ailes just walked off weeks before saying, you know, he won't do what I tell him, which is fine. Uncoachable, but he has his own style. Trump has to be Trump. And when she does stuff like, you're so mean to women, go, really? 20 years ago, a contestant that, you know, gained a bunch of weight and wouldn't do the job? I mean, are you kidding me? If a boxer, you know, goes above weight, they forfeit the fight. Your husband has settled sexual assault cases. You fund jihadists worldwide that sexually mutilate women. You got a lot of nerve, lady, and you're the one that punched below the belt. You're the one that brought up family and women. You want me to bring up Bill? And she'll shut her mouth right away. Let me tell you something, folks. This is really important. This is the first news story I'm going to get to. But I really love news stories that are informative, that are happening, but are also illustrative. There have been six in the last 7 days. It'll be 7 days tomorrow, 6.5 days. So there have been six events, and they're accelerating. The first event happened, and then 3 days later, the rest of the events happened a few times, two a day, where Bill Clinton, Tim Kaine, Hillary Clinton, that's why one reason she's canceling her events for 2 weeks, but also she needs to nap, is that they do not want Hillary with somebody screaming Bill Clinton's a rapist. Basically, every event, because I'm told there's been other ones that we just haven't seen the video yet, every time somebody basically goes out to give a speech, valiant Americans, who I salute, in the crowd, legally and lawfully, with their free speech, point out that Bill Clinton has a history of sexual impropriety. Now, of course, we launched that call and said $5,000 if you get the audio out and the video on national TV, just to make it a little more fun. But you got to do it in legal and lawful areas. And today, we're getting the checks right at the end of the show. I'm going to sign these on air. These are going to be mailed out, and next week, we're getting a bunch of these folks on the broadcast. In fact, we ought to line a bunch of them up for the 2-hour or 4-hour pregame coverage that we're going to have Sunday here at Infowars.com/show and stations across the country. And many stations I know already pick up the Sunday show. You're just welcome to pick up all or none. It's basically commercial free. There's a few breaks an hour, but you can just run ads over us whenever you want. As everybody knows, in radio and TV and media, we're the easiest people to work with. We're not territorial. We're not penny pinchers. We're not retentive when it comes to obsessing. We just want to fight the New World Order. So, why is this so illustrative of a cascade event? If you get people out there and they start confronting the Clintons, it's going to force the media to finally bring up rape, which I've been told by not just Roger Stone, but I've been told by two different Fox hosts, several other Fox executives that I actually met with at the Ritz-Carlton at the RNC there in Cleveland, Ohio, and then others as well. And I wasn't at liberty to talk about this until the last few days. I saw Roger talked about it, so now I can. I can talk about his case. He had been a consultant for Fox for many years, and it was basically on retainer to go on there whenever they wanted him on. And then about 6-8 months ago, 1 week after CNN said he was banned, and MSNBC said he was, quote, banned from the air, something they never do, and we'll have people on attacking him, but he can't respond. Unprecedented, unjournalistic, unethical behavior. He was basically told, you don't bring up Bill Clinton settling sexual assault cases or Juanita Roderick or any of the stuff. You don't bring it up. And still, he wasn't allowed on air. So he's been banned all over TV. Now, they still talk about him constantly and take clips out of context, but that's why we're sending people to break this electronic Berlin Wall. That's why we're doing this, because there are women trying to get their voices out for a long time that the TV won't have on, who've been silenced, women who settled cases, who we've had on the broadcast. That Clinton has settled cases with. And I've interviewed people that have their arms and legs broken just because they knew about Clinton and Jennifer Flowers. I mean, they don't play games. So I'm going to skip this network break here so we have time to play these clips, and this latest clip out of Nevada. But it's key to understand that we're doing this because even the WikiLeaks and the DC leaks have come out in the last few months and confirmed what we already knew. Busloads of MoveOn.org, that's Soros and Hillary, telling people we're suddenly with Sanders, put on these T-shirts, and then go out and physically attack people at Trump rallies so the mainstream media can say Trump was doing it and a racist and show him attacking Sanders people. And Sanders people attacking and starting it, so Hillary could be clean on the outside of it. That was clear Machiavellian simple level divide and conquer. That's checker level move. Okay. Very amateur. The public can't even see it or understand it. Now we have the actual email. So you want to send people to rallies dressed up like KKK, saying they're Nazis, saying they love Trump, to then have fights with the minorities that they go and pick up from the homeless areas and others and put in Bernie Sanders outfits and then give them a bunch of liquor and then get them drunk to come have a fight. And you want to scream racist and then say he's Hitler. Well, we're going to expose the fact you've settled sexual assault cases and fly around on the Lolita Express, an aircraft of a convicted pedophile who had a pedophile island off the coast of Florida. I mean, look at Penn State. Look at the Catholic Church. Look at every major institution. Big Protestant institutions get caught being run by pedophile rings. That's where these people go. It's a very small minority of people that prey on boys and girls. But nevertheless, it's there. Bill Clinton took twice as many flights on pedophile island billionaires Alita Express than previously reported. Look it up for yourself. Jeffrey Epstein, the billionaire pedophile. Okay, this is what came out. He settled some of the cases for underage, but he was reportedly had literal sex slaves. And then, of course, you've got her living with, you know, staying in the same hotel rooms with Uma Abedin, whose mother is into mutilating women sexually, and the number one proponent, promoter, pusher, that's admitted in these legal filings and these Islamic journals to cut women's genitals off because it's so glorious. I didn't realize how ignorant people are. Every time I mention this, I see comments on YouTube saying, how do you cut a woman's genitals off? Women have genitals, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, if you don't know what the Muslims are doing, don't sit there and say I'm a liar because you don't know what the hell you're talking about. And I'm not talking to our general audience. I just get amazed, like I said yesterday, that members of Congress think that islands are floating. They're not. They're underwater mountains that stick up, usually volcanic, like Hawaii. And, you know, then the smarter people in Congress say, well, let's just cruise missile the Russian air bases in Syria, and then we won't have any loss of life. And the generals say back to them, but that will cause a war because they'll strike back. And our own Congress goes, I don't understand. What do you mean? We were using pilotless missiles. See, it's a new level of idiocy that we're dealing with here. And people just want to imagine they're winners and imagine they're for women and imagine they're for the good guys and imagine everything's okay. And then you've got Hillary over here with this serial abuser of women who is the one that shuts them down, who is the one that shuts them up. In fact, here's the article right here. We'll show folks. Bill Clinton is a rapist. Trump supporter crashes Tim Kaine rally. It's on Infowars.com. Spread it before winds. We've got all this happening. We've got all this going on. And they think that their constituents are so stupid that they're not going to figure it out or understand it. And you know what? Maybe her constituents are so evil, they don't care if women are getting raped and abused. They don't care if Hillary's backing jihadists. But I believe a lot of them will care. So we're working as hard as we can to get this out. Now, I knew what I was getting into when I announced this last Friday. Spontaneously, I said, we need to have a contest for people to get the Bill Clinton rape shirt on TV at these crowds where they have these public video shoots, totally legal and lawful. Just don't climb onto the stage. That way you don't get charged with trespassing or stuff like that. But regardless, you know, it's serious times, I need desperate measures. But we don't want them spinning it like we're violent or we're bad. That's Black Lives Matter and people that take over the stages and beat people up and say they're going to rob the hurricane victims and all the rest of it. That's coming up. We need to be impeccable, and almost everybody has been. The first guy kind of fled forward and fell over the thing a little bit and was drug away. I'm told he's been charged. We've got him a lawyer, and we're going to get to that at another point. I think he ought to just come on air and be the hero he is, and New York will drop the charges because their security people assaulted him first, grabbed him before he tried to climb over. Then he just held on when they were grabbing him. And we have gotten him a lawyer. It's actually a lawyer. People know his name, but we're not going to talk about it at this point. But that's why I say do not climb over the metal. And he is going to get the $5,000 because he's the first. Even though he didn't do it right, he had guts. He did it first. He's the Paul Revere. He's the Lexington. He's the Concord in the info war. He was the detonator. Because I can have ideas all day, and I can go out and do it myself. I've been arrested, you know, breaking into live Fox broadcast myself in New York with a bullhorn. took it over for 15 minutes. They went ahead and arrested me. They couldn't stop me, see, out there in the street. I told folks, get bullhorns in there. But look, a lot of these rallies, I understand you can't. But here's why I'm doing this. I have to. I love my children. I love this country. I love this world. Somebody's got to stand up to the Clintons. Somebody's got to have the will to say no to them. Somebody has got to call their bluff. And I know full well that the Clintons and their history of rape and all the things they do and how dangerous they are. And famously, Ron Brown, the Commerce Secretary, they were going to bring him down and blame him for the Clintons' corruption. He said, I'll talk to Congress. He said it publicly. He was dead 2 days later, and the Army coroner that did the autopsy said he was shot in the head with a .45 caliber handgun. Look it up. So I know what they do. Here's the difference. Hillary's launching the attacks. Hillary's trying to shut down the Trump rallies. They're trying to shut down our free speech. They're coming after our guns. They've dissolved our borders. She's funding radical jihadists. She's bringing in economic tyranny. They want us under their control. They want us under their control. These people think they can do whatever they want to us whenever they want. And they can't. And so everybody thinks you're successful by going along with the system. No, you're not. At a certain point, you've got to start saying no, and that system is run by dangerous psychopaths that are trying to start World War III right now. We've got big reports on that, the latest developments on that front that are so over the top, it is mind-boggling. I'm going to start getting to some of that right after this break. You can pull it up in the Moscow Times, pull it up in Daily Caller, you name it. I did a report on it last night, and I'm going to give you the headline right now. Russia launches no-fly zone. The West says, we're going to come in and have a no-fly zone over Syria when that's a sovereign country. You're not invited in. Another double cross to back up ISIS and Al-Qaeda because they're getting their butts kicked. Russia says, okay, boom, our shield's up. Don't come in. That's how fast militarily things escalate. That's how dangerous these situations are. And cooler heads have to prevail. And we can't have old, drugged out, mentally ill, dangerous globalists running our country and running our world. And we've got good people in the government, good people in the military, good people in the private sector, good people in the media. Most of them have been drummed out or demonized or, you know, shoved aside, who just need other people to stand up and hit the barbed wire for them to have the courage to get these issues out there first so we can bring these tyrants down. That's why they're so scared of these type of events. But in a message to Hillary Clinton, dealing with this article, Bill Clinton's a rapist, Trump supporter, crashes Tim Kaine rally, and then we're going to play that clip of what happened last night. Hillary, you're on us. You've got us in a stranglehold. The globalists. You're dismantling our country. The bitter clingers. You're out to get us. You admit that in your public statements, your private statements. You say you're coming after the alt-right media. We have no right to exist. You're telling us we have no right to exist. We take you at your word. We know how evil you are. And so you have to understand, we thought we could fix things without really taking the gloves off. And if you think we've taken the gloves off now, I mean, I'm here standing against you. I know you're a killer. I know you're a murderer. I know you represent people that have overturned countries and killed hundreds of thousands of people. And then you go on TV and brag about you came, you saw, he died. You're Brian Williams. You lie about being in combat. You're a horrible, demonic, evil person. But I'm more scared of your agenda succeeding than I am of you cooking up charges, having me killed, sending one of your loons in to come after us. And folks have to understand, that's how dire these straits are. So I want to salute the people that are peacefully going out and exposing the rape. I think you can expose, you ordered to stand down in Benghazi. She ordered to stand down in Benghazi. I don't have the money to offer prizes for that, but those are things that are important as well. You can also expose the fact that, you know, Hillary Clinton completely collapsed. She didn't stumble. You know, Infowars.com, whatever. But quite frankly, I like it when you say Infowars.com because we're going to fight this thing. We're going to go all the way. But when you're sitting there watching ABC News and CBS and all these, and it's Infowars.com, Bill Clinton's a rapist. You know, it's my duty to do this, just like it's the people doing its duty, and I salute them. But let me tell you, it's next level. There isn't a level above this, folks. When you're engaging these evil people that are so horrible, so psychopathic at point-blank range, and you're hurting them, and you've got them in a corner, and you're ramming up against them. I mean, we're at the forefront of exposing her epilepsy and the Secret Service leak. We're at the forefront of fighting globalism. We're at the forefront of exposing the election fraud. We're at the forefront of their plan to get the guns. We're at the forefront of that we broke that they dissolved the government 3 years ago, the borders. We forced that out. I mean, InfoWars is the flaming white-hot tip of the spear, folks. Just understand, we are the Alamo. This is the defense. See, we're not engaged in an assault, ladies and gentlemen. We're in a defensive offense operation.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The right-wing smear machine has gotten Alex Jonesified this election cycle.
It's a guy named Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
From InfoWars.
From InfoWars.
Yeah.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
One of those guys who believes that Bigfoot was responsible for 9/11.
I heard that on Alex Jones, so it's true.
Claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs.
The conspiracy du jour, Hillary Clinton is harboring a secret medical condition.
He just had to keep digging, didn't you, Alex?
I heard it on Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
And this really, this is so disgusting.
The juice of these pickles is on you, Alex Jones.
It goes right from Alex Jones, and it shows up in Donald Trump's mouth.
Hillary Clinton created ISIS with Obama.
The very fringe of the conspiracy movement, like Alex Jones, are being kind of incorporated into the campaign.
If Trump gets elected, he's going to be Secretary of Defense.
I think that Alex Jones is a lunatic.
Move, bitch! Get out the way!
Bill Clinton is a rapist, InfoWars.com.
Bill Clinton is a rapist!
Bill Clinton is a rapist, InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com. Bill Clinton's a rapist.
The New World Order sends its regards.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's Alex Jones.
So I want to just make a point. This studio is probably 65 degrees. I've been on air 21 years. I'm in some of the best shape of my life. When I start talking about nuclear war with Russia or Hillary Clinton coming after her enemies, because I can, at a gut level, know this is not safe what I'm doing, but it's my responsibility, I start sweating. Not even out of fear. It is a biological response when I realize what we're engaged in is 21st century warfare. And the enemy, the White House, the globalists, Soros, they're all tuned in daily with their different establishment sites chronicling everything we say and launching talking points against us because they're scared of death of what we represent, and they cannot stand that the military listens to us, the police are listening to us, most of the people in the government are now listening. They know how accurate we are because no one's ever covered the angles of this like we have. And so they hear us and know we're telling the truth because they know we understand the secret stuff that's going on, not just the public. And they say, how do you know that? We've reverse engineered the whole thing. And you've got pieces we don't have. We've got pieces you don't have. But together, we now know there's a force in America that wants to destroy the republic. And so when I see someone new jump up on ABC News and confront Cain, who is a horrible person, I don't cheer, oh, InfoWars is on national ABC News. Man, we're really making it. I don't cheer, oh, my gosh, this is great. I'm famous. It hits me in my gut. And I actually have to stand there at the counter this morning and just go, because I know it's going to get big. No matter what happens to me now, it's going to be more and more. It's a cascading event, not just for the prize money. It'll start happening 3-4 times a day. They're probably going to start shutting down their public events. As people realize the power of this, it's going to start happening to local corrupt government people. And we're going to put them into a fortress mentality, not from physical violence, but from info war. And see, they know that. They overthrow countries with stuff like this. They go and get groups to go do this in Ukraine and do this in Egypt and do this in Syria, but to call for violence and uprisings. We're just exposing your crimes and letting the people at home watch know you're not alone. Take action. Get out of your coma. Let me tell you something. I see those men and women. I like how the one guy did it because they come over to him. They talk to him outside of Trump rally. He gets the information out about their covering up the sexual assaults, InfoWars.com. That's great. Because it doesn't put him in danger, it's slick, it gets out there. But it's even more dramatic to see a man, a bear of a man, being wrestled down, grabbed, for simply saying Bill Clinton's a rapist with the shirt on. And I see them there with their courage and not caring, knowing they're standing against evil, and it just humbles my heart to be associated with people like that. And then I sit there before I go on air, and I say to myself, how do I come up with words to describe how serious this situation is? I mean, listen, the elites that run this country have firepower 10,000 times what Adolf Hitler did. They overthrow countries, they kill whoever they want, when they get all the suits and the bureaucracies and the UN to green light it. It's hard for them, though, to kill individuals in this country because that's the type of thing that brings them down, especially someone that's never been in one of their agencies, never been with one of their big companies or worked for them. I've never taken their money. I've never worked with them. I've never been in their system. There's weird rules to this, even though the Clintons break a lot of them, that I've never been in one of their grips. If I'd ever been in the CIA or ever, which is like being, you know, saying you work for Walmart, it's no big deal. It's everywhere. I'd be dead. They just see it as your own, and it's in the contracts, and it's been done forever. It's grandfathered in. They kill a lot of people when they hit 55, 60, 70 years old already. And I've talked to people that are in 50-year Delta Force contracts that are like 65, 70 years old, a lot of them in Texas. I mean, I haven't talked to a lot of them in Texas. I know there's a lot of them in Texas. And it's just known that you hit 65, 70, and you just get a real fast-acting flu, and you're dead. That's just how it works. You know, sometimes they drop by and just kill, you know, half a neighborhood of the Patriots. You just got to get rid of those guys. You can't leave them there because they know everything. And this is just part of the job. Well, I'm an organic response to this takeover of America. I'm not a loser. They think I'm a loser because I didn't sell out to them. They think I'm an idiot. They think I'm a chump. And I don't want to make this about myself. But you understand the journey we're all on together. I was taking clips off C-SPAN of the Chinese Communist General's meeting that was coming out in the impeachment hearings. And I was having David Shippers on, and the impeachment lawyer, and he was exposing Kenneth Starr for being a Chinese operative, which has all come out now. And I didn't know why I had cars following me and guys threatening me in parking lots that were military in plain clothes and asking if I was planning to blow something up. And then this high-level Democrat off record called me, one of the biggest ones in Austin, and said, listen, we're going to give you a big radio show. Come work with us. Everything's handled. I want to see you when you go on your show tonight. Say good things about Bill Clinton. And he called me up on my home phone number, and he said, you son of a, we're going to get you now. He was just so, hey, you just don't know what you've done. And, you know, a year later, you know, they had me physically attacked. They had me fired off the radio. I've already experienced these people when I was 1/100th of my influence. So they need to get it through their heads, and everybody else does, that I know the costs are so great that this is why I'm doing this. And the people knew. It's beyond what I'm even telling you here on air. Not to make you think I'm some hero. It's not that, folks. I hate to use a cheesy analogy, but it's like Star Trek Wrath of Khan. The whole ship's going to get blown up if Spock doesn't go in and fix the reactor. And my analogy to you is one person can't fix the reactor. It may take tens of thousands of us getting imprisoned or killed by these people. And then folks say, well, we'll just go offensive. What, against local cops? The local FBI don't even know what's going on? Or is more allied with us than with the globalists? We're not just going to keep this thing of, oh, a war with the UN, I'll shoot blue helmets. No, no, no. It's not going to work like that. It's going to be civil unrest. It's going to be race war. We need to stop all that. And we need to understand that if we go to a physical war, it's because we failed in the info war. Or we're going to affect the battle space to such a great extent that when it goes physical, these people in the power structure have no idea. And believe me, they're arrogant. But they really ought to ask themselves, since when does the Secret Service go out and give the media information about a nominee? They don't do that. We've had 3 Secret Service agents on this show. And they're not our sources. They've had their houses broken into, their kids threatened over coming on. I mean, folks, you need to know, this isn't a game. People like Bongino, he's a manly man, you know, former New York cop. He goes, well, I'll take care of myself. I don't want to talk about it. Yeah, it's going on, but whatever. But stop telling them on air I'm your sources. I'm not. You just got to turn loose, Bongino. And he's got to turn loose of this life because you're going to lose it anyways. And I'm not saying that I'm telling him how to be a tough guy. The threat of these evil people is so great, we don't have a choice. You think I want to do this? There's a lot of fishing, a lot of hunting, a lot of hiking I want to do. I want to be able to take care of my family. And I struggle with guilt constantly that I should be not a sellout, but just not be the first guy hitting the beach every time. Because I need to take care of my family and my children. But you know something? That's how you lose civilizations. You got to be all in. Because when you're all in, it's when God gives you the providence. And that's when we stop World War III. That's when we stop the child kidnapping rings and the Lolita Express and all these big evil demons that think we're weak. You look at Bill Clinton stomping around like a guy out of a nightmare. He's like, yeah, yeah, I do what I want. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I see you, and I'm just here to say, my will, my soul, my blood, my treasure, my family, it's all in. All in. You feel that? Total commitment. That's called total commitment, Bill, being the opposite of a selfish pig like you. Here's the problem. They're totally committed to evil. They're delusional. And we are on the verge. I told you, folks, they threatened a no-fly zone and shoot down Russian aircraft, that the Russians were going to turn on their missile defense system and then turn on their countermeasures if there is a strike with missiles that go 1,000 kilometers, 2,000 kilometers. They've got ones that go even 3,000 kilometers. They can fire from Russia proper at our targets. And they're like, well, we'll blow them up. We got even better stuff. That's the whole point. World War III starts. I mean, there is such a hubris in Washington, such an insane arrogance. It's not in the military. It's not in the Pentagon. Where they keep going, we got a missile superiority 3-1. We're like, yeah, but it doesn't matter. North Korea's got 4 or 5 nuclear weapons, and we don't want to invade them because they'll blow Seoul off the face of the earth, and they'll blow Tokyo off the face of the earth. I was like, well, we got satellites and particle beams, and we already shoot down their missiles when they test them. Yeah, I know. The point is you can't shoot them all down, especially if there's thousands of them, not three of them. Yes, we can deal with North Korea, not with Russia, not with China. And I'll tell you the crazy irony of this. You look at the big, crappy, you know, mansions Hillary has. There's reports how they're all rotting and, you know, it's all just fetid. They've got all these houses and just all this crap and no one around them loves them. They're all empty. That's in the news. For what? So you get 50 million more from the Chinese to buy another crappy mansion? And now China has the entire ICBM system that Russia wouldn't give them. And then now we're in a face down with Russia. You people are crazy. You're crazy. And I'll tell you who's crazier. Those of us that sit here and let these crazy people run the show. So let me explain something. I don't arrogantly launch operations that are successful against the New World Order because I want to be the tip of the spear. I do it because I've got to do it. Because other people either don't have the audience to launch things like this, or they don't have the will, or whatever it is. We're here. We're going to do it. We're committed. And I've got more ideas as well. And I want to tell the viewers and listeners something. I commend you. I am humbled by what you've done. Don't ever call in and thank me. Because you are the people on the ground that are doing it. And I've done it. I've been where you've been many times. And I know what it takes when you're in a crowd of 200, 300 evil, moronic cult members. And what it's like when they attack you or beat you up or drag you out or, you know, whatever it is. All of you are heroes. And you have amazing courage. And you are the stuff that'll turn this thing around. And that's the good news here is I'm only supposed to be an example, and Lord knows I'm not perfect, and other people are just supposed to be an example to others that if the globalists take over, here's the most important thing I've said, if they shut down the web, shut down freedom, start the persecution, that's out of weakness. That's out of weakness. It's poster hangs, it's pirate radio. It's going to public rallies. It's speaking out. It's scaling billboards at night in the info war. One billboard in a town will be the talk of the city if they actually shut the press down. See, as things get darker and there's less light, smaller lights are bigger. And they're going to push the wrong people. And it's going to be very organic what you see if the enemy is stupid enough. Because here's the deal. They've had a 30, 40 year plan, at least in this, its current permutation. They're going ahead with a plan that counts on maybe 1% being awake. We got like 10%, and it's exponentially growing. That's critical mass. They kind of get that now, so they're accelerating their operation against us. It's too late. They need to run up the white flag, and I wouldn't call... I'll tell you, if Hillary and Soros and the globalists would just leave, take their hundreds of millions, go somewhere, quite frankly, I'm all in to spare the blood of the innocents, to have an armistice like Napoleon or whatever, and just go. Just go. Just go. Go to South America. Just get out of here. Believe me, I'm all about detente. I'm all about, I don't have some vindictive thing where I want to burn you or where I want to physically mount your head on a wall. You know, metaphysically, so that I feel like, oh boy, I'm big. I'm part of the power structure. I don't want the dirty power. I want you to get off the little people and to stop lying to the poor minorities that you want to help them when your whole cosmology is about keeping them poor. I've got all the letters. They're public of LBJ with the Great Society. I tell you what, I see these rich black people everywhere. Well, get them back on the plantation, get the men out of the house, get women running things, and I'll have those N-words voting Democrat for 100 years. That was his response to the Republicans getting the Civil Rights Act passed. That's why he told the South, he said, you're going to pass this stuff, we're going to be their best buddy now. They all got their little Klan meetings and said, what do you mean, boss? Listen, dumbass, how do you control... somebody you got domesticated. You got to feed them before you slaughter them. The little piggy going to trust you when you load them up to take them to the butcher. Oh, that's how we going to do it, boss? That's how we going to do it. Now sit down and do what I say and quit wearing them stupid Klan's robe in public. We don't do that now. We care about the black people now. Senator Byrd, our commander, what do we do? Absolutely. We will do that right away for you. I mean, that's what's going on. I just sit here and I watch these people, and it's just like, pull my hair out. And then they just wind up these hordes of horrible, racist, crazed black people. I mean, you think a big gaggle of racist Klan people is disgusting. Their numbers are small. Huge groups of just sullen, spoiled, racist black people bitching everywhere. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Run by some weird Joker lady. I just can't handle it, man. I'm not going to sit here and put up with it. Somebody has got to stand up against this. I just spiritually can't go along with this. I mean, that's it. I can't help myself. My flesh says, man, you really ought to back off. You are really asking for it. I'm not stupid. But then I say I got to do it. And the reason I talk about my personal journey is it's a journey I know you've been through or a journey you're going to go through. Because let me tell you something. They're getting ready to implode. Deutsche Bank, like we told you 6 months ago, it's already happening. They're getting ready to start a bunch of wars. They're getting ready to bring in a global depression. I mean, there's no way they can sustain this forever. And I don't like this fiat system, but I hope they sustain it for a lot longer. I'm going to skip this network break because there might even be a show soon. Who knows? You know? But let's show what people are doing on the front lines right now. Because it's cutting out the rhetoric and, oh, calculate, be like this, and then you'll win over Democrats. I'm not trying to win over Republicans or Democrats. I'm not trying to play in their little sandbox paradigm. I want to not overthrow it, but expand it. I want people to understand that there's a real world and a Renaissance system versus a conquest system. And that we're going on to a conquest system when the Renaissance system, we've always been a mix, is what made us so great. So I truly am here to not play their game, but to change the nomenclature, to change the terms, to change the paradigm. And guess what? InfoWars, I can unequivocally tell you, with language and the terms used, is the most effective outlet in the last 50 years in the liberty movement against the globalist project. We are, because the time we came along, all the rest of it, numero uno. Drudge is much bigger and wonderful and great and covers a wide spectrum and is helping inform the masses and is wonderful. But when it comes to having people imitate us and have people repeat what we say and go research it, we've shifted paradigms. You, the listeners, are just as important as I am, or just as important as somebody at WorldNet Daily or Matt Drudge. And he will tell you that. Matt Drudge came out, speaking of Matt Drudge yesterday, just a paradigm shift, and said, is this hurricane maybe not as strong as they're saying? And if this is for political purposes to pass the global carbon treaty, which they admit they now pass, but Congress hasn't ratified, but they're saying we're still under? Of course that's it. And then they've kind of said, well, it really wasn't Category 4. It's Category 3. Okay, I've got, without even looking, dozens and dozens of articles attacking him that he's discredited because he said this wasn't as strong as they said it would be, that they were using it for political purposes. They're all over the news. Hillary Clinton, ABC News, NBC News, all of them, saying that we need to pass carbon taxes and Bill Clinton's initiative, or it is Bill Clinton's initiative, Barack Obama's initiative, or Hillary's initiative, or we're all dead. So see, that's how they spin being right. They were just talking about 8 million, you know, out of their houses, thousands dead. No, luckily it's a lot lower. It's really bad in Haiti, though. 300 and something now, last time I checked. It was 200 yesterday. We knew Haiti would be bad. But the issue is clearly they're politicizing it, and then we're not supposed to say, oh, look, you're politicizing. We should call them on everything they do. The toll-free number to join us, talking about what should Obama do to try to get his agenda through in the last month. I mean, what do you think they're going to be pulling in the last 31 days till the election happens, and he's a total lame duck. What is Obama going to do once he's a lame duck and is in there and has 2 months left until January 18th or whatever it is? When is inauguration this year? I think it's the 18th. What is Hillary going to do in the last 31 days? What dirty tricks and October surprises do they have? What do you make of the debate? What should Trump do? What should Trump say? I think he should come right out of the gates and say, this is a 3-1, just like the last debate. They did turn my mic down. They did turn it off. You better only interrupt me as much as you interrupt her. Stop giving her extra time. Stop responding. That's what needs to happen. People want the rigging to be called out, just like he did with election fraud. And I got a bunch of news on that front. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Briefly, and then I'm going to go to these clips of valiant folks out there confronting Bill Clinton on his sexual assault past. Before we do that, we have a bunch of specials running right now. We have 23% off our flagship product. That's DNA Force with the BioPQQ, the CoQ10, and so much more. Just the BioPQQ has 175 clinical studies, and it's got all the other key enzymes and things to help boost it and get full absorption. The patented ingredient, DNA Force, contains more potent antioxidant activity than vitamin C. CoQ10, digestive enzymes, and so much more. It is a smorgasbord of the very best. It is our flagship product, and your purchase helps fund the operation. By the way, I haven't even been plugging this. I've only been plugging the extra strength biome defense product at InfoWarsLife.com, our new 7 years in development probiotic. But we also, again, have one that is basically half the price, 25 million live, but 23 probiotic strains. We've got that for $39.95, and then we've got Biome Defense for $69.95. And similar formulas are, again, over $100 at Whole Foods, ladies and gentlemen, that we believe aren't even as good. We send you with a cold pack. This is the Rolls Royce. I could have easily private labeled hundreds of other probiotics, but I didn't because they just aren't cutting it. This is amazing, and it's so important to give it to yourself, your family, you name it. It's filled with 60 capsules in both the half-price version and the full-price version. It's twice as strong. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And whether it's a Hillary for Prison shirt that's about to be history, we're going to make no more of those, or the new limited edition Lock Her Up Gadsden Flag version at InfoWarsStore.com, that is what funds this operation. That is what makes all of this possible at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And that's how we can pay out $100,000 in our national initiative to expose the sex crimes of Bill Clinton and the cover-up by Hillary Clinton. That's really what it is. You called it a bounty at first. That's not the right term. It's just for peacefully getting the word out. Let's play the latest gentleman who needs to send us his info and proof, you know, obviously a photo of himself and who he is, so we can have him on the show if he'd like, but certainly send him the $5,000. We'll mail it today. Stop rape at InfoWars.com. So Bill Clinton is a rapist, Trump supporter, crashes Tim Kaine rally, and this is in Nevada last night. We'll show you the ABC News version, then we'll show you the version shot by, I believe it's his wife, who's there with him. Here it is. I love how Bill Clinton the day before says, oh, she doesn't want to stay and talk. She can't debate, as they drag the lady out. Same thing with this guy. But here's what I want to say. This is history happening right now, and I smile to see the courage. I admire what you're doing. I've done similar things, and I know what it's like to be in that position. But this is history. This is history happening, and they're not laughing now. Just like with Brexit, they're not going to be laughing. Or we're going to force them to try to steal the election. And then that will even discredit them further. We cannot lose if we engage the globalists. Laying down is how we fail. We'll be back. Stay with us. It's Friday, October 7th, 2016. Only 31 days from the historic election.
You're listening to Alex Jones.
Thank you for listening to GCN.